This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, my belly is full of Chipotle.
Ooh.
And my brain is full of knowledge.
I had some Kraft macaroni and cheese for dinner.
Man, look at us. Two of us eating like kings.
Two of us eating exclusively the two ways I ate in college. Macaroni and cheese, you know, as the default. And occasionally, if I had a little cash in my pocket, Chipotle.
I would sometimes head down to the dining hall and have myself some Lucky Charms cereal.
Nice.
I wasn't allowed to have it growing up in my home, but
you showed them.
I think when I turned like 16 and I was living at home, they should have just let me have whatever cereal I wanted.
You still weren't allowed to have whatever cereal you wanted?
I think it was more like my mom was like, "I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah.
Like, buy it yourself."
Yeah, and you're like, well, the last thing as a 16-year-old you want to do is buy food that's, like, at your home.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I'll continue eating Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll buy fast food out somewhere, or I'll buy, potato chips at, like, a bodega or whatever, but I'll be damned if I'm going to buy breakfast for home.
Was there anything better than being 16 and going to a fast food place with your friends, acting like real big shots?
Nope, there wasn't. Like, you know, eyeing that dollar menu like kings.
Yeah, yeah. Getting a junior bacon cheeseburger at the Wendy's and a five-piece nugget.
Man, I haven't had Wendy's in a long time now that I think about it, since the pandemic began. Because there was a Wendy's across the street at my old office, but no, not there's not one across the street at my home. Thankfully, I thank God every day that that's not the case.
Yeah, I live dangerously close to a Chipotle, and I was, I've lived here for almost 6 months. Wow. And I bragged in the first few months, like, guess what? I haven't even been to Chipotle yet. I've been going to Chipotle a lot lately.
Yeah, there's a Chipotle that's within easy car travel from me, and they are right by a subway station, so there's like always an empty spot there that you can just pull up in and run in and grab it. So that's also very dangerous. I mean, they also deliver, but
Yeah. No, Tom, I could be at this Chipotle in less than 3 minutes.
Wow. I mean, a lot of times that's what I've been doing lately, because you eat a lot of, takeout nowadays since you can't really go anywhere. And I sometimes justify it to myself with, oh, no, we're not going to get delivery. I'll go pick it up at the place. So I pick it up at Chipotle or pick it up at the diner. And then somehow that's completely justified.
Look, it's the things we tell ourselves.
Exactly.
Tom, I smartened myself this week.
Oh, you did? Oh, is that, so that's what you meant by your brain being full of knowledge?
Yeah. How good are you, Tom, at a map of the United States of America?
I think I'm better after the election, but certainly during the election, I was like, oh, that's where that is, huh?
Yeah, like Missouri, you don't know. You couldn't pick out Missouri on a map.
I could give you a general idea.
Yeah, where the rest of the stuff in the middle where you don't know what it is.
Some of them I know. Some have recognizable shapes.
Yeah.
It's you know, these damn states that are perfectly rectangular.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I'm here to tell you, you can do it. You know what? I've become a master at a particular, I don't want to call it a puzzle.
All right. Are you about to explain to me exactly a puzzle?
It's a map of the United States with no borders.
Oh, okay.
Between the states. And then they'll give you a state, and then you got to click and find the state without seeing the outlines of the shape of the states.
So you have to guess just like the area that the state is in.
Yeah, and some of us aren't guessing anymore. Some of us know with precision where each state is.
You know, I'm looking at a map of the United States of America right now, Tim. I would not have guessed where Missouri is. It's further east than I thought.
Missouri is the one where I was like, well, I had no idea where that was. Like, I couldn't have told. I didn't think it was further west than it is or further east.
Yeah.
It didn't fit into the puzzle in my head in any way.
I also feel like, I don't know, I'm looking at this map. I feel like they changed it. Did they come out with a new map? Did they change where some of the states are?
Because Arkansas wasn't there when we were a kid.
That's exactly what I'm looking at, Tim. That was exactly what I was thinking. That is not where Arkansas used to be. It used to be under Tennessee? Or between Tennessee and Kentucky?
Is this a Mandela effect?
Yeah,
situation?
I think this is a Mandela effect thing, Tim.
I maintain the Mandela effect is just a bunch of stupid, entitled people who can't understand that they just got something wrong and they misremembered something or just didn't understand something, not that the universe is folding in on itself.
Yeah, there's a lot where they're like, look, even on The Simpsons, they thought this. And it's like, no, that's where you came up with the idea for this. Like most, you know, not most, but a lot of random knowledge I have is from Simpsons jokes that I didn't fully understand as a kid. And that was like the first I had heard about that particular thing. So that stuck in my head as a fact, and it's not a fact. Although I will say I don't believe that the universe started branching off once they turned on that Hadron collider, but
it would make sense.
It would make sense, and I have watched some of, like, you know, YouTube is rife with videos about Mandela effect things. Mm-hmm. And some of them I have watched and I'm like, man, I would have bet $1,000 that X were the case, but it's not. It's Y.
People are just way too confident. I would never. Well, but that's there is no single fact.
You bet me on this show $5,000 regularly.
Yeah, but that's because I know that you'll never collect. You don't have the stones. Come and get that money, Tom. I dare you.
Ooh. Man, what if I just paid like a guy $1,000 to rough you up to get $5,000?
Tom, if you paid somebody $1,000 to come beat the shit out of me, your good friend, that might end the friendship.
Yeah.
Like if you really were like, look, we made a bet about like what color was Don Johnson's coat in Miami Vice, and you got it wrong, Tim, and I really need that $5,000. And if you like called me a few times, I'd be like, okay, Tom really needs this $5,000. I'll give him $5,000. You wouldn't need to send somebody to beat the shit out of me for $1,000.
Yeah, but would it speed it up if the first time I called you I said, oh, and also by the way, I've already sourced a really good guy. He came highly recommended that I can pay him $1,000 and he'll beat the shit out of you. He won't kill you, but he'll beat you hard enough that you'll gladly pay $5,000 just for it to end.
You better be careful, Tom, because I am so frail even if someone's not trying to kill me when they're beating the hell from me,
mm-hmm.
What if I accidentally die?
Nah, I'd hire a guy that's also an ER physician.
Where are you going to find this guy? First of all, like,
I'll go find him at an ER.
Just a regular guy. Just a regular guy to come beat the crap out of me. Where would you, if you had to do that, where would you go? Who would you call?
I would go on the internet. I would probably just, like, post on Instagram and Twitter, like Facebook. Hey, I need a guy to kick the shit out of another guy. Any leads appreciated? Leave a message in the comments.
One of my best friends, I'd like him to be beaten within an inch of his life.
Your relationship with me is non-material in this. You know, I'm looking for a guy who, you know, gets hired for a job and he does that job. He doesn't ask a lot of questions. He just puts in an honest day's work.
See, we don't know how to do anything cool. Like,
you don't know that. Maybe this would work.
It might work, but
if you're listening,
the only solution we have to any problem that we're confronted with maybe I'll just go onto Twitter and ask if somebody else knows. We're crowdsourcing our whole lifetime. We're not even learning how to do anything. We're not making connections
with
street thugs to beat the shit out of each other.
Then I would go on Google and I'd search, you know, hire a man to beat a man. It would probably take me to like monster.com and I'd put a listing up there, you know, part-time gig. I need a guy who's, you know, got experience beating the hell out of guys for money. And you know, can provide some references and,
no actual monsters, please apply though.
No actual monsters. I'm not looking for this friend to be eaten. Thank you very much. Really? Because that's not going to help either of us. I'm not going to get the money if you're sitting in a monster's tummy.
Tom, do you need $5,000?
Yeah. And Tim, if you don't give it to me, I'm going to pay a guy to beat the hell out of you. Tim, this week we're doing a typical Tom topic. TTT.
Classic Tom episode.
A classic.
CTE.
A classic.
No, that's not good.
What'd you say?
Classic Tom episode, a CTE.
No, that's something else.
Yeah. Yeah, a triple T.
Yeah.
What is it? Typical Tom topic?
A typical Tom topic or a Tompic. That's what a lot of people on the playground are saying. A lot of people that are hanging out at the playground, they shouldn't be. Everybody should be socially distancing. But these tough guys, they don't care.
Tough guys are at the playground.
Yeah, maybe I'll get one. Yeah, Tim, because there are no kids at the playground. The tough guys have taken it over. Maybe I'll see if any of them are interested in beating the shit out of you for $1,000. I should start lower than $1,000.
Tom, if you're not careful, these guys are going to beat the shit out of you.
That's also true. I have to make sure I can't have them kick the shit out of you and then, like, have you give them cash because they'll just leave with that cash.
Yeah.
Although, that's why I'm looking for somebody reputable. A reputable thug.
That guy's gonna beat me up, but he's gonna murder you.
Well, I'm gonna be like, this is what I need you to do. You need to beat the hell out of Tim and make him take his phone out and Venmo $5,000 to me. Don't have him use the Cash App or something. I don't like that. Just have him use Venmo.
The Cash App. Venmo, can you send $5,000? What's the cap on Venmo?
My guess is it would be around there, maybe $2,000. I feel like what's the cap on like ATM machines? Not like the bank ones, not the like corner store ones.
I don't know, like 1,000 maybe?
I think it's like 2,000. So that's what I'm thinking is the Venmo cap. But we're not here to talk about these kinds of things, Tim. We're here to talk about
Hold on, I'm just going to try to send you $5,000.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll accept it to see if it works or not.
All right.
Tim, we're talking about the new Game Boy in town. The new hot system. The fifth generation, ladies and gentlemen, of the PlayStation, made by the Sony Corporation.
Video games.
It came out today, and I got it. Nice. How jealous are you?
I am so, Tom. If you play Metal Gear Solid without me,
this one does not play. It will play the last Metal Gear Solid game.
If you're playing Oddworld Abe's Odyssey or Oddworld Abe's Exodus on this thing, I'm going to be so pissed.
I might. Tim, what do you... I mean, it sounds like you've already kind of telegraphed your answer here, but what do you know about the PlayStation 5?
To be honest, and this isn't... Look, I understand that people are... I understand that kids are into video games these days. Now, I understand that it's important to people. I'm not being like, oh, I don't even know about this. I'm too cool for video games. Because, like, I don't do anything cool. I've been learning freaking Randy Newman songs on the piano for the last 6 weeks. Like, that's what I'm doing with my free time.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know this was coming out until, like, a couple days ago.
You did
until I saw someone on Twitter talking about it.
You did get really into Gamergate, if I remember, but I think that was just it just gave you an excuse to harass women online.
Tom, what you don't understand is that was about ethics and video game journalism.
All right. Well, I'm not.
Can we just bleep all that? I don't want to kid.
You don't want to get roped in.
Yeah, I don't want like anyone to know that I even know what that is.
Tim's an ally in our struggle. I do think it's funny that, like, yeah, if I asked you right now, like, name five PlayStation 4 games, you wouldn't be able to do it.
I can't name one.
But you know that Gamergate is about ethics in video game journalism.
Tom. Gamergate is the Rosetta Stone for the last 5 years of American society.
I feel like I read an essay that put that idea forth, where it was like,
I think it's absolutely true.
Like, this laid the groundwork for everything right now. Like, this was the beginning. You know, people thought, oh, you know, the internet's a place for nerds who play video games to argue about their views of how society should work. That what a nerdy thing. And then it's like, oh, fast forward a few years. That's the entire internet arguing about the way society should work outside of the video game industry.
Yeah, with real world effects that are devastating. Anyway,
I haven't seen any yet. But so you didn't know anything about the PlayStation 5.
No, I didn't. I'm very excited. I was excited until we had a casual conversation about it, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Not like this, which is a professional conversation.
Right.
And you were basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're just like, yeah, there's no game for it. It's just a faster processor.
That's a little bit true. We'll get into all of it, Tim.
All right. Look, I'm letting you steer the ship tonight.
Yeah, so PlayStation 5 came out today. This Thursday we're recording, the 12th.
Preceded by the PlayStation 4 and the 3 before that.
Preceded, actually, by the Xbox, the new Xboxes.
Not in the PlayStation.
No, line. But I'm just saying that the new Xboxes came out this week, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, a real... Sophie's choice, huh? Did you buy them both?
No, I ain't buying both. I'm a PlayStation man. Look at
really,
me.
You're a Sega TurboGrafx.
Look,
16.
I'll tell you what, Tim. Xbox is more closely related to Sega nowadays than, like, the two companies are pretty close. There were actually rumors that Microsoft was considering buying Sega.
Hmm.
So I'm not a Sega kid anymore, Tim. I've graduated to PlayStation, the mature choice.
That I you know what? I think that's when video games lost me. around the PlayStation 1, mm-hmm. where they became serious. Like, Sega and Nintendo and Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like, those were, like, whimsical platforms, yeah. right?
You know that Nintendo and Super Nintendo, that wasn't two different companies, right?
No, what I'm saying is the systems.
Oh, I see. All right.
These were systems that I played.
I wanted to
right?
make sure that you were, you know, not even worse informed than I suspected.
And then PlayStation came out and they were like, no, this is serious, guys. This is these games aren't for babies. These games are for teens.
I mean, that was kind of what Sega's marketing was. I mean, or not Sega, Sony. Sega's marketing was always Nintendo's for babies. This is for cool kids. But by cool kids, they did mean like 12-year-old dirtbags.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with that. And like a little unhinged. Like they're like, Sega tagline was...
And
that kid's going to be a problem in homeroom.
It was the kind of thing where you thought as a 12-year-old, this was what teens were into. And it wasn't. Teens were into necking and smoking cigarettes. But, you know, you didn't know that. But then a few years later, along came PlayStation. And basically that was Sony's marketing. That was their idea of, look, kids, we now have a generation, our generation, that grew up with these things. These things have just always been around, but they've always been, by and large, for kids. There have been exceptions. There were, of course, PC games, which could be very complex. But Sony was the one that was kind of like, we're going to try and not have it both ways. We're going to market a system that is aimed at adults. And knowing that, of course, that's going to entice teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been, the way things have been marketed by them and by Microsoft with the Xbox ever since.
Well, I prefer when things are marketed towards kids like me.
Tim, do you know how much a PlayStation 5 costs?
I'm going to say somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 clams.
Tim, it costs exactly 500 clams.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. There are actually two PlayStation 5s.
See, this is... I don't like this. I don't like these developments.
Well, I think this is pretty easy to understand.
Unless it's like one is green and the other one is yellow.
No, they're both white.
Okay.
Kind of like an off-white, actually. I was surprised at the shade of it when I pulled it out. Oh, also, I should mention, this thing is gigantic. It's maybe the largest thing I own now. Besides, like,
it's bigger than your car.
Besides furniture or my car, it's gigantic and heavy. It's like, I know the package was like 15 pounds, but the difference between the two systems is one has a disk drive, one does not have a disk drive. The one without a disk drive is $100 less.
So 400, or is the other one 600?
No, okay. 400 and 500.
Okay.
Because a lot of people nowadays, they buy their games on the internet digitally.
Or they pirate their games from the internet.
I don't think so with, like, certainly not brand new PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X. No, those are locked down tighter than Fort Knox. And I guess there's piracy for like PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, but I don't know too much about it. I think it's probably the thing where it's like too big of a pain in the ass to be worth it. Because like the systems always update nowadays, which brings me to my first complaint about this system, Tim.
Tom's complaints.
I'm all excited. I bring this gigantic box into my home. set it up, you know, it wouldn't fit in like my media center. So it's like
media center. Wow.
It's
Man,
what would you
hotel?
Call it? My TV stand. Is that all right?
Sure.
It wouldn't fit in my TV stand, so I had to set it up next to it. Also, it needed like ventilation.
so much of your belongings need ventilation.
Yeah, let me tell you who loves it. My girlfriend. She loves it. Everything has to be out so it can breathe. So I get it all set up and, you know, connected and everything, and like nothing. And this is not just the case with video games. Nothing works out of the box anymore.
Oh, brother.
You can't just open things up and turn them on and start using them with anything.
I know. Well, that's not. No, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, because you had to like sign over things that like you have to be like, okay, I'm aware that there's a microphone that will be recording me all the time and a camera that you can turn on anytime you'd like to see inside
my
home.
Well, this, like, you know, you have to turn it on, connect it to the internet. It actually was a little bit easier because, like, companies are getting a little bit more clever about this kind of thing because, you know, finally they're realizing all this stuff's a pain in the ass. So there's, like, a PlayStation app for the phone, and that app says, or the screen when you turn the PlayStation on is like, open up the app and just scan this QR code if you want to just connect that account. So that was nice. That was easy. But
you love QR codes.
I don't love, they're convenient for things like that, for signing into things. They're awesome. I think they're dumb when they're on like Subway posters, like learn more about, you know, the new, Marley and Me movie by scanning
just go to marleyandme.com.
Yeah, I don't have to scan a QR code, but when
you don't need to go to a website for a freaking movie. There's not going to be any information that you need there.
There might be
or
a trailer.
Google it if you're looking.
There might be links to showtimes.
How would I see the trailer for a movie if I don't scan a QR code? Where would I possibly go to see a trailer for a movie?
But
come on with that.
I feel like places have kind of figured out what the place for QR codes is. And I think that that's one of the places of like, open up your app, scan this. That way you don't have to type like a 12-digit number into the app. It'll just connect the two things.
Tom, are you going to get married to a QR code, do you think? Because you love them so much?
It depends on the app, Tim. I'll be honest. I'm not going to sit here and say no definitively because who knows what might happen down the road.
Yeah, one day, people, technology is getting so out of control. We're going to all be uploaded to the mainframe.
We're all going to be married to QR codes. I mean, what if they come out with a QR code with an hourglass figure? Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if my boss was a QR code within the next decade.
I don't think you really understand what QR codes are. It's essentially just a more complex barcode.
Yeah. Complex enough to rise through the ranks of a Fortune 500 company.
You're like George H.W. Bush when he saw you know, things getting scanned at the supermarket and had
he
a million
like
questions.
Taking it back. Like, the hell is this witchcraft?
Is this my boss? Is this the head of the Illuminati?
And then what the cashier said at the supermarket said, no, I'm your boss, the American public.
Wow.
And you're accountable to me and about 330 million other people, hardworking blue-collar Joes. So remember that. You serve at our pleasure, Mr. President. Now let's go salute the flag.
So anyway, back to the PlayStation 5. You set all this stuff up, and then the thing is like, I need to update. I need to update myself. It's like, yeah, I just got you. Today's the first day.
Yeah, that, I mean, was it just somebody slacking off at the factory that was like, we don't need to put the software on this?
Yeah,
you'll do it when it gets there.
Should we take a lunch break or should we put the software on there? Let's take a lunch break.
Let Tom deal with it.
So you think they knew when they were making them who each one was going to?
Yeah, because there was an empty box there with your name and address on it.
So it updates the software. You know, it takes a few minutes. It actually didn't take that long to download. But then, you know, it has to like restart and everything. I'm like, all right, here we go. And brings you back. It's like, all right, click next. You click next. And then it goes, now we need to update your controller. So the wireless controller, I need to go find a damn wire, plug it in so it can update the freaking controller.
You know, they sell you a wireless controller and the first thing they say to you is, now go get a wire.
Well, it had a wire in the box, but I lost everything by then because I had torn open the package in a mad rush to get this thing hooked up.
This must have been a fun day for your girlfriend.
She was locked in the bedroom all day. So then
who locked the door?
So then I put the game in that I want to play, the new Spider-Man game, which we'll talk about in a minute, put that in, and it's like, oh, we got to update the game. And I'm like, oh, Christ, of course you do. So it gets all that done, and then I realize it's just playing the PlayStation 4 version. I have to go online, get the PlayStation 5 version. That's another 40 gigabytes to download that. I mean, and then it was done. Then I could play it.
How long did that whole process take?
Maybe like 10 to 12 minutes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes?
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up to show you the going
down. You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest, I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
don't want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/complete guide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's auraframes.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, so now it's time to play the games, and I only got one game for it. There's not
Spider-Man, turn off the dark.
No, Spider-Man Miles Morales,
who
you may remember from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I don't think I saw it.
You did see it. You were sitting next to me on a plane. I made you watch it.
You watched me like a hawk while I was watching that movie, making sure that I paid attention to every frame.
So I got that game, but I have my thumb's still broken, so I can't really play any games. I could play it with like a different grip, you know what I mean? Or like not using my thumbs.
Like using your pointer instead of your thumb?
Yeah, like using my pointer and then using like my ring finger on my right hand for like the trigger buttons. I think.
Why don't you take your little thing off your thumb?
So I did that earlier because, like, earlier this week, I was like, yeah, this is great. All right. It's been like 2.5 weeks. The doctor told me to go see a doctor at 2 weeks, presumably to make sure everything's fine. So I can, so I don't have to do that. I can just assume everything's fine. Look, I'm not going to go to see friggin' $300 to get my thumb looked at.
Did they take an x-ray?
Yeah.
That's not a bad
It's actually
deal.
Not bad with an x-ray, but my insurance wouldn't cover it.
You broke a bone and your insurance wouldn't cover an x-ray?
They
would live in the worst country on Earth.
100%. Because they're like, well, no, you could have gone to see a primary care physician for this. I was like, well, not at midnight. And this was the only, they're like, well, you didn't go to one in our insurance. It's like, well, there were none. And everything I was reading online was saying, yeah, if you break your thumb, you really got to get seen right away because if it sets wrong, they can't reset it. So it's like, yeah, sorry, I didn't want to risk like my thumb being weird for the rest of my life.
Well, at least your insurance premiums are reasonably priced, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's going up again. Every year it goes up. I pay close to $800 a month for horrible insurance.
Hey, listen, man. You have a choice.
Yeah, I sure do. And that's, you know what? I would take a choice. Over
Would you rather have freedom of choice?
Yeah, over socialized healthcare that I didn't have to pay for? Absolutely. Don't get me wrong, Tim.
Thank you. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, it's a choice that
I'm going to stop listening to our show.
A choice that I'm glad to pay $10,000 a year to enjoy. So,
and if anything happens, you have to pay a lot more on top of that.
If anything happens, it's not covered.
Anyway,
so
you took it off.
So I took it off. thinking like, you know what? It feels a lot better. I'm going to be careful, but I'm going to give it a whirl. I don't think this is going to be too bad. And let me go walk over to the couch. And as I do that, let me lift up my jeans. They're sagging a little bit.
Rebroke your thumb.
I thought I did for a minute. It hurt so bad. Again, it was like the worst it had hurt since I broke it.
Were they JNCOs? Were they really heavy jeans?
No, that's the thing, Tim. They weren't even JNCOs. They weren't even that heavy. Wow. Yeah, I'm at home a lot.
Did you
now.
Have your chain wallet attached to it?
No, I'm at home a lot now, so I don't need to wear my JNCOs or chain wallet. Because, you know, I don't want to wear them every day because then I have to wash them more often. Then they're going to wear out quickly. Then we have to go get new JNCOs. And I don't even know if I can go to the mall right now to buy JNCOs, to be honest with you. So play it safe. So these were just regular jeans, Wranglers. And I had hurt myself again. Lifting up those jeans. So I decided after that, you know what? I did try after that. I took off because, again, it's the very tip of my thumb. I tried just using, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to use, what do you call this? Like the joint between, because that's a lot of times what you're pressing the buttons with. But then, you know, too many bad guys would come and I was like, nope, I'm reverting back to using my thumb the normal way. Can't do it. Can't have it. I already paid $300 for a broken thumb, $500 for a PlayStation. I'm not going to pay another $300 for another broken thumb. I can put that money towards games, more games. So
yeah. Hey, great power comes from great responsibility.
Exactly. So I've just had to kind of change my grip.
JNCO.
Mm-hmm.
Is short. Do you know what it stands for? JNCO?
I feel like I used to.
I always thought it was like Jean Company or something, right? Like,
oh,
no.
Yeah. I never thought that, but that makes a lot of sense. Jean Company without, you know, some of the letters.
But no, it's judge none, choose one.
It Jesus?
I think so. I think they might be Jesus jeans.
Yeah. I mean... Hmm. Who else are they talking about choosing?
I don't know. We'll have to, you know, I'll get back to you on this. I'll do some more research while you talk about the PlayStation 5.
Tim, I want to talk about what makes the PlayStation 5 such a big deal. Oh, I screwed up. I do have more games. I have this other game. It actually comes with a couple of free games, which is nice.
Super Duck Hunt?
No, it comes with this game, Astro's Playground, which is kind of like a Mario 64 type game.
It's not a Jetsons thing?
No, but it is fun, and like you're a robot, so it's not too far off.
All right.
And then if you have...
That'd be more like Rosie's Playground, but go on.
And then if you have PlayStation Plus, the monthly subscription or yearly subscription, you get a game called Bug Snacks, which is about a bunch of bugs that look like food that you have to catch.
That sounds cute.
I haven't played it yet, but it looks very cute.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yes, of course.
You said earlier that you were playing a Spider-Man game,
mm-hmm.
and there you were playing it, and then you were like, this is the PS4 version.
Yeah.
The hell are you talking about? What?
So
what does that mean?
So that's one of the interesting and like a little bit confusing thing about the Xbox and the PlayStation. The Xbox is even more confusing. The old Xbox, there were two of them. There were two old PlayStations. There was a PlayStation 4, and then like a few years in, they came out with the PlayStation 4 Pro, which was just like a beefier version, a 4K version of it. Xbox did the same thing, but they had the Xbox X and the Xbox S. However, Xbox One X and Xbox One S.
This sucks.
The new,
this is why I don't
no,
like video
it gets,
games.
It gets worse. The new systems are, instead of Xbox One X, it is called Xbox Series X, and Xbox Series S.
Hmm. And they came out concurrently?
Yes. So the Xbox Series S is only $299. It's only $300, which is, you know, a very good deal. It's not as powerful, but like if you don't have a 4K TV or you don't really care if something's, you know, I watch stuff all the time, streaming services that's not 4K and it looks good still, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like rarely notice it. But anyway, the confusing.
I watch some stuff that's purportedly 4K. And it doesn't look like it's 4K. I think I'm being lied to.
You should probably talk to somebody.
Who should I talk to, though? There's no one to talk to.
Your city councilman.
Ooh.
Or 911.
I call 911 to report it a lot. They diligently take the reports. I just don't feel like there's much follow-up.
Well, you should try calling them again. Don't be afraid to just let it ring and ring. So the kind of confusing thing about all these systems...
I was leaving some space so we could just cut that whole part out.
So the confusing thing about all these systems is most of the games, most of the PlayStation 5 games, in fact, maybe all the PlayStation 5 games right now are also available on PlayStation 4. And if you buy the PlayStation 4 copy for almost all these games, they will give you an automatic upgrade to PlayStation 5.
But what if you don't have the PlayStation 5?
Then it won't give you an upgrade because it can't. How is it going to upgrade you?
So is there a Spider-Man game that is just for the PlayStation 5? Or did you buy a copy of PlayStation 4?
Spider-Man? I bought a copy of the PlayStation 4 version knowing it had a free upgrade to the PlayStation 5 version because I figured, well, why would I get one that only works on one system if I can get one that works on both systems?
Right.
Not aware that it would install the PlayStation 4 version and then later be like, oh, you want the PlayStation 5 version?
It's like, Why didn't you say so?
I put it in a PlayStation 5, you idiot.
One time I had a cup of apple juice outside, and then I went to play with my cousin in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And we came back, I took a sip of the apple juice, and my other cousin was like, ew, 3 flies flew into that apple juice while you were gone. And I was like, well, why didn't you tell me? And he was like, you didn't ask.
Wow.
So pissed.
What relevance did that have to this?
I don't know. It happened 33 years ago. I'm still sore about it.
So that kind of is like the all these new systems in a nutshell. I was looking at some reviews today because there's just a nerd thing, but do you do this where like after you buy something you read a lot of reviews about it?
To decide if you like it or not?
Just to kind of like learn more about it?
Not really.
Oh, I do this all the time.
I do it between like after I've bought it but before it's arrived.
Yeah, I do that
too.
That's
when I want to educate myself about it.
Right. 'Cause
like all I want to do is get that adrenaline rush of putting in my credit card number and clicking buy.
Yeah, and half the time you don't even know what you're buying probably.
Yeah, it's like now let's figure out just what in the hell I just bought.
But one of the reviews I was looking at on Polygon.com, Vox's video game website, I feel like
for polyamorous fellas such as yourself.
I feel like is a perfect the headline of the review. I feel like sums it up. PS5, a hardworking beefcake. And that's kind of what it is. It's just like a very, very, very good PlayStation 4.
Now, I've heard
that
there's barely any load screens.
Yeah, there's like no loading in anything. And I didn't...
Does it sound like this the whole time?
No, because aside from the disk drive, which it only really needs to like load the game once, or in this case, like it didn't even, it just downloaded everything. But it needs to like have it in there to verify that you own right. the game, that you didn't just load it up and then sell it. But aside from that, it's got no moving parts except for the fans. And the fans are whisper quiet, Tim. Mm. This thing's super quiet. I was
like, hey, like the fans that come out to our live shows.
Yeah, you're telling me.
I swear to God, I saw a tumbleweed blow across the stage last show we did.
So it's very quiet. It stays very cool to the touch. I could touch it all I wanted. Meanwhile, like my PlayStation 4 one time recently, I like turned it off. And then a while later, I was like 3 minutes later, I'm like, what the hell is that sound? What's going on? And then finally I placed it. It was a PlayStation that was like running its fan at like, I don't know, 100,000 RPMs, desperately trying to like stop itself from melting. No. At least so far, very quiet. And I've heard the same about the new Xboxes, where it sounds like basically it's like, all right, the old Xbox and the old PlayStation, they were great. Both really cool systems, but it's like, we were kind of like pushing it with both these things. They couldn't they certainly couldn't handle these games quietly without generating a ridiculous amount of heat and taking a ridiculous amount of energy. Like, I think the PlayStation 4, I think it ran at like over 200 watts that it would take from the wall. That's a lot of energy.
Yeah. Well, worth it.
But now,
just so you can play Bonk's Adventure.
But now everything runs cool. Everything runs quietly. Everything runs at 4K. Everything runs at, well, a lot of things run at 60 FPS, 60 frames per minute per second, sometimes even faster. And some games, like Spider-Man Miles Morales, support ray tracing. Do you know what ray tracing is, Tim?
No. I was trying to come up with a funny thing that could be.
Yeah. And like usual, you failed.
Thank you.
It's an advanced lighting technique where basically it simulates the physics of light, from what I can tell, mm-hmm. where the system itself is like sending out rays of light within the scene and calculating what they hit and what they bounce back, how they reflect. So especially like the Spider-Man game, you're in New York City. Everything's reflective, all the skyscrapers, puddles, cars, and like, I don't know, it just looks,
is it too reflective?
No, it just looks
like where it's like, come on, life isn't really this reflective.
No, I'm sometimes that reflective though.
I know, Tom, you're a very thoughtful man.
No, it's not overkill. It's just when you're playing it, you kind of don't notice it. You just think like, wow, this looks very real. And then you can switch it from that mode to 60 frames per second to have it smoother if you want, but it turns off the ray tracing. And then you see it still looks amazing, but you're like, yeah, something's missing. It's almost intangible, but the ray tracing looks really good because
I don't like having all these options of like, which visual style do you want? I feel like, you know what? Choose one. Tell me which one that you guys determined was the best and make that one the one.
I do kind of agree with that because I switch between these over and over again trying to figure out. Because, like, so the game runs 30 frames per second normally. And the 60 frames per second, it looks, you know, like the soap opera effect where, like, mm-hmm. or, like, local news. Like, it kind of looks like that.
The Gemini Man effect?
Yeah. So it's kind of a weird, like, this now doesn't look as much like a movie, but it looks even more real. And I don't know if I like that.
I don't want things that I watch or play to be real.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it defaults to the 30 frames per second with ray tracing. which I think is the right choice of like, look, you're watching the Spider-Man movies. That's 24 frames per second. When you know, we think more people would just like it to look nicer, but I think it is nice that they give the option. However, for people like me, I'm just switching between them. Like, I don't know which one I like. Just pick for me, please. Which, like I said, they did. But yeah, that's. I missed perhaps the most next gen feature of all, which is the controller, the DualSense controller, Tim.
Ooh.
It has haptic feedback. Do you know what haptics are?
Yeah, my phone has it.
Your phone has it. Your MacBook Pro has it, Tim. You know how when you press the trackpad?
Do you know how much this screwed with me? that's not an actual click?
Yeah, it's insane.
I thought my computer was broken when it was off,
right?
Because it wasn't it wouldn't click. Yeah. Oh boy, I almost had to. Do you think they field a lot of calls?
I almost had to check myself into a mental asylum.
It really was making me go. It was making me feel.
Because you're probably like, how does it not click when it's off?
Yeah. Exactly.
How can it be broken when it's off?
For like hours.
Yeah. So
that must be the bane of the genius bar man's existence. Or woman. Yeah, or person.
I'm not sure. I mean, I think most people probably don't care as long as it works when it's on.
Yeah, but no, people thinking that it's messed up. Because I thought my whole trackpad was messed up, and then I like
that was like stuck
turned
or
off
something.
My computer to like I'm gonna not just restart it, I'm gonna shut it down and restart it. And then when it was shut down, I was like, oh, I see what the problem is. It's like stuck. It's stuck right. In the down position. I was trying to like jam things in it. I don't know why we've been talking about this for 15 minutes, but yeah, I know what haptic is.
Yeah, so the controller has haptics. And it's insane because, like, it comes with, like I say, it comes with this game, Astro's Playroom. And there are so many things in it where you're feeling it. Like, you're feeling raindrops and you're feeling, like, the footsteps over different types of materials. Like, when the character's running across metal, it feels different than grass. And sand feels like sand. And also the triggers can adjust how like hard they are to press. So sometimes things are like harder to press, like you have to actually force it. Basically, when we were kids and you thought like, well, I have to press the button harder to make this work, they've finally caught up.
That's
That is now how the things actually work. It's honestly, it's the coolest feature. Like everything else, it's like, wow, this looks insane. But honestly, it's like my PlayStation 4, even though that's 7 years old at this point, you know, you get new games for it, especially at the end of a lifespan. They like really figure out how to squeeze every last ounce out of it. And PlayStation 4 games a few months ago were blowing me away. So, you know, this is like better, but not that crazy better. But the controller is crazy. The controller feels next generation when you're using it. And that's my review of the PlayStation 5.
Pretty good. Don't have a broken finger if you try to play it.
Yes.
And all that loading time.
Well, no.
Or
no
updating time.
Yeah, but no loading time.
But so you make it up. All that updating time, Tom, you make up for that in no time.
That's true. I'll make it up.
Of loading.
Yeah, I'll make it up over the years. Do you want to solve a problem?
I do. Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
Tom.
And we're going to solve a problem. If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, you can email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom?
And if your problem's, hey, how do I upgrade from the PlayStation 4 version to the PlayStation 5? Contact Sony.
Yeah. Stop sending us your video game system the inquiries.
And if you want to know how to get a PlayStation 5 and how I got a PlayStation 5, make sure you're always checking Twitter when you're on the toilet. That's how I did it. And
I found out who won the presidential election while I was on the toilet.
I
texted my wife, and she was like somewhere else. She was like volunteering somewhere.
Oh, so she wasn't in the apartment. Okay.
No, and she was. I was like, our neighborhood, I can hear, is going nuts. Everybody's cheering and screaming. And she's like, take a video and send it to me. And I was just like,
you don't want
I'll
that.
I'll try.
Oh, my thumb was over the lens. You know what, Tim? We were in a park this weekend, me, you, and a bunch of other people. Not a bunch, a reasonably sized group hanging out socially distanced in the park. It's been a nice thing we've been doing that we probably can't do anymore. But everybody was talking about like where they were when they heard. And I don't remember you bringing up that you were on the toilet.
Yeah, because some things I say for the podcast.
Because I mentioned like it was like the 15 minutes I wasn't looking at the news and just heard people start yelling outside, and
well, I didn't want to talk about being on the toilet.
Save it for the
but
podcast.
I do now. This one comes from Mary, Tom.
Okay.
Dear Tim and Tom, first off, I just want to say that I'm a longtime listener. Thanks for making dishwashing and laundry folding more fun and interesting.
You're welcome.
Mary, we would prefer that you don't do these menial tasks.
That's when I listen to podcasts.
Sit in a comfortable chair.
I listen to...
Dim the lights till it's almost pitch black. Just sit and pay attention.
Put a couple of candles on.
Here's my problem. I'm a grad student, mm-hmm. and I work part-time as an in-home tutor. The other day, my boss called and asked if I wanted to take on a new student. After I said yes, he then warned me that the mother of this student was, quote, a little weird and, quote, very rich, which he'd never done before. In all honesty, I assumed that all of these families are pretty well off.
Right.
Anyway, I Googled her name out of curiosity, and the first thing that comes up is several articles about how she verbally and physically assaulted two different nannies.
Jesus.
And had to serve jail time for it.
What?
It also looks like her family is close friends with the Trumps, going back to before he was president. The real estate developer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
From The Apprentice.
Basically, I'm wondering if I shouldn't take this client on. On the one hand, I do need the money, and both of these incidents happened over 10 years ago. On the other hand, I do not want this woman to scratch my face as she did to the first nanny.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If I do take this student on, do you have any advice for not pissing off this super rich woman? I definitely don't want you to use my real name, which is why I'm sending this from a personal email I made a long time ago. Thanks, and keep up the good work, Mary, or whatever fake name you want.
Okay.
I think Mary is in the catbird seat here.
How so?
This woman went to jail because she sucks.
Yeah.
Right? So Mary can either walk all over this woman.
Right.
And this woman either has to take it,
mm-hmm.
or her temper will get the best of her. She'll scratch Mary's face. Mary will come away with a multi-million-dollar settlement, and this woman will go to jail.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say the first part that you mentioned of... she's going to have to be nice. I was like, yeah, because, you know, studies show most people who go to prison never commit crimes again.
Well, the system is not set up for rehabilitation, Tom.
Well,
but
I know that's what I'm saying.
But like this woman it's not going to be recidivism because she doesn't have opportunities. It's going to be recidivism because she sucks.
It's going to be recidivism because she didn't get sent somewhere to deal with her anger and make sure that this isn't how she reacts to situations in the future.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, Mary, it's like, it might suck if she physically assaults you, but think, like, your grad school, guess what, is paid for when that happens.
Yeah, I would look up, because I'm sure if this woman went to jail over this, then there was probably a pretty nice lawsuit.
But, you know, either way, she doesn't want to go back to jail. If she assaults you, guess what? That's when you are really in the driver's seat here, because it's just like, look, if you get convicted of this again, this is a second offense, lady. Yeah.
So now do you think, are you suggesting perhaps that she should maybe just hold that as a threat? Eventually, like, well, it'd be a real shame if somebody threw me down this flight of stairs. I imagine if it was their second offense, they'd be in quite a bit of trouble.
Start with baiting her and see if you can get her to lightly assault you.
I was going to say, start with, you know, positive intention that hopefully she's learned and she's not going to react that way. Also, I want to point out that, it, you know, again, we try not to talk politics on the show, but if she was friends with Trump 10 years ago, Trump was a Democrat 10 years ago. Trump was just friends with celebrities and stuff.
Yeah, I want to know who this woman is. I want to Google this woman. I want to read these
articles. Yeah, well, maybe Mary will follow up with some confidential follow-up, and we can learn more about this. I mean, if I were her, I would not even risk that, but whatever. Maybe.
Yeah.
But she should know. We're honorable men, if nothing else.
So, yeah, I say, if anything, embrace this. Jump at this opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, it could just end with, like, I don't know, just this woman being not shitty enough that Mary could, you know, sue her into oblivion. Also, like, even if you get money, I never want to sue anyone. It seems like a real hassle.
Yeah. But maybe without suing, there can be a settlement. Oh, right,
an under-the-table settlement.
Yeah, just kind of like, look.
Cash in hand.
Yeah. And look, Tom is an excellent, what would you call yourself?
A lawyer.
Amateur lawyer?
Yeah. hobbyist lawyer.
Hobbyist lawyer. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So, like, Tom can negotiate whatever settlement, and we'll take, you know, 10% seems
reasonable. Absolutely. And there's a Dutch lawyer named Tom Reynolds whose emails I get all the time. So if this woman...
There you go, yeah.
If I could email and I could just... How do you say, like, hello in Dutch? Like, it's not Guten Tag, but it would be something like that. And I could just send an email like that and she'll, you know... I could even just sign my email, Tom from Holland, and I could be in Holland... Texas.
He'll be like, Spider-Man?
Not Hollis. Holland.
Oh. It wasn't Tom Holland?
Oh, right. I thought you were saying because he's from Queens.
Oh, no.
But yeah, Tom Holland. Yeah, he's Spider-Man. But I could go, I could just be in a different Holland. I'm sure there are Hollands in America. And then she would Google Tom Reynolds Holland. And she would find this other lawyer. I didn't say I was him, but, you know, she might assume that. And if she assumed that, hey, that's on her.
She would have you killed. Here's the thing that would, this is what would really happen if Mary took this job. She's just going to wind up feeling sorry for this kid.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, a kid growing up with parents is garbage as this woman.
Yeah, who,
like, and I'm sure, guess what, the worst thing is when you meet, like, a really, really wealthy child who's really a piece of trash themselves.
Yeah.
But it's not their fault. And then you find yourself feeling sorry for someone who's just a little prick anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And by then they're like too far along and you're like, but maybe I can help. But it's like, well.
Yeah, no one. Look, you're not going to save this kid.
Yeah.
This kid is just going to be complete garbage when he's 18 and, you know, committing whatever kind of assault he wants without any kind of repercussions.
Various financial crimes.
Yeah.
Fraud. Yeah. Well,
take the job, Mary.
I would say also
live a little.
Honestly, in this environment, I think you got to be careful about COVID and like this sounds like the type of woman who thinks COVID is a hoax. So I would also be a little wary of that. Wary Mary.
Yeah. All right. I think we solved the problem.
Yeah. If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything.
You can also email us just like praise.
thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Send Tim something that'll boost his ego and he won't respond.
Yeah, there's some stuff I had to catch up on. There, people are really sending nice things.
You can also follow us on Twitter at. Can you turn off your phone while I'm doing the plugs, for fuck's sake?
Sorry, I didn't know it was on.
Put your phone down. That doesn't mean just mute it.
I'm looking at something. You're doing the plugs.
You can follow us at Complete Guide on Twitter. Follow us at TCGT on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
You can follow me at Your Pal Tim. See, I was paying attention this whole time.
If you want to support our show, check out our sponsors. Also, check out patreon.com/Complete Guide for Books the Podcast, a weekly podcast about books. This week, we're finishing up Pet Sematary. Tim,
by Stephen King.
Tim has read the last part and he's going to tell me all about what happened. Patreon.com/complete guide. And check out our Reddit, reddit.com/r/complete guide. No, /TCGTE. Good stuff on there.
Who should
lately.
Shut their phone now, Tom?
I'm not looking at my phone. What does that mean? Who should shut their phone now? Stupid son of a bitch.
I'd like to address something.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a lot of very nice DMs and Instagram.
Yeah, does your
messages.
Wife know about them? The photos?
And some stuff on Reddit. People that were like offering their condolences because Alex Trebek passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really nice, but I also like. I'm just a guy that liked watching the guy on TV, so I didn't respond to any of them.
Well, why'd you start that GoFundMe, though?
For myself?
Yeah.
Just because I was so grief-stricken because right. of Alex Trebek's passing.
Helped
yeah.
him in this tough time.
So I just want to say now, thank you for thinking of me, that this man, a very nice man who I never met, passed away. Thank you for your well wishes, and... donate to a cancer charity. That's what I think Alex would have wanted.
Yeah. Was he a nice man?
Yeah, I randomly started reading his memoirs about a week ago, like a few days before he passed.
Oh, okay.
And he's just like not very exciting, but a very nice, just kind of peaceful, nice man.
I got the impression, not that he was a jerk, but just that like he called it as he saw it.
Yeah, he did.
Which isn't always a bad thing.
But also giving everybody kind of the benefit of the doubt while doing that.
Maybe we should do an episode about him or Jeopardy.
Yeah, I'm always worried because we have a very international audience.
Yeah.
And Jeopardy is a very American.
Well, maybe they want to learn about what's
going
on.
Yeah, but what
here.
I was saying, what I was going to say, is that like so many of the people that commented and reached out were just like,
"Oh, I've never."
I'm in the UK, and I have no. The only reason I know this guy exists is because of you. And it's like, It's like, well, if you know about him enough to like keep up with his passing, okay, we can talk about that show.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, Tim. Maybe you can educate people for once in your life.
For once in my life.
We'll do an episode on Jeopardy, and then we'll do an episode on Pointless. And then we'll cover both sides of the pond.
Tom, I'd like to just put it out there right now, if there are any television producers in our audience, Tom and I should host a U.S. version of Pointless.
Yeah.
I'd be the guy at the desk. You'd be the guy at the podium.
Yeah.
It'd be great. And we'd both be all the contestants every week, too.
Well, and the contestants would be our family and friends.
Yes.
It'd be a COVID-safe production. All right. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.